From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House weighs options in the Israeli-Palestinian fighting. More than 20 are killed in East Ukraine in pro-Russia rocket attack. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The White House says it is willing to turn to some of its Middle East allies to help bring an end to the violence between Israel and the Palestinians. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, while indicating Friday the U.S. has a number of relationships it is willing to leverage, condemned rocket attacks on Israel Friday from Lebanon. He reaffirmed Israel's right to defend itself while again appealing to all sides to protect civilian lives and restore calm. Hamas and other militants in Gaza have fired more than 550 rockets into Israel. Israel has responded with airstrikes that Palestinian officials say have killed more than 100 people, including women and children. At least 19 Ukraine government servicemen were reportedly killed in a rocket attack by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine Friday. Andriy Lysenko, a spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, told reporters 23 soldiers have been killed, among them 19 servicemen with the armed forces and 4 from the Border Guard unit. Ukraine's defense ministry also says another 93 persons were wounded. Zoryan Shikuryak, an advisor to Ukrainian Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov, told reporters in Kyiv that rebel forces fired Grad missiles at Ukrainian troops located in a village in the Luhansk region near the Russian border. More details on these stories at voanews.com. Kurdish forces have seized 2 northern Iraqi oil fields after Kurdish politicians say they will boycott Iraqi government cabinet meetings. Kurdish fighters took over the Kirkuk and Bai Hassan oil fields Friday, saying they want to secure the facilities. The central government in Baghdad has condemned the seizure and demanded the Kurds immediately withdraw. Talks between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Afghanistan's 2 presidential candidates will continue on Saturday. Kerry in Kabul to defuse post-election tensions amid ballot fraud allegations met Friday with frontrunner Ashraf Ghani and challenger Abdullah Abdullah.
The results that were announced on Monday are preliminary. They are neither authoritative nor final. And no one should be stating a victory at this point in time.
Both Ghani and Abdullah have claimed victory in the June 14 runoff to replace outgoing President Hamid Karzai. German and U.S. leaders are to hold talks about the expulsion of a U.S. intelligence officer from Berlin. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says he will discuss the matter with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when the two diplomats see each other at meetings in Vienna in the next 2 days. The German foreign minister spoke to reporters Friday in Berlin, a day after Germany expelled the intelligence officer over allegations that Washington had hired German operatives to sell it secret documents. A meeting of the Convention on the International Trade of Endangered Species, or CITES, is threatening to sanction 2 countries, Thailand and Madagascar, if they do not take action to stop the illegal trade in ivory and timber. A record 400 participants attended this week-long meeting in Geneva, from where Lisa Schlein has this report for VOA.
This international meeting on wildlife trade is putting Thailand and Madagascar on notice. They will pay a heavy price if they do not take measures to end the illegal trade in ivory and rosewood timber. CITES, the Convention on the International Trade of Endangered Species, says yearly profits from the illegal trade in wildlife amounts to about $20 billion, but that huge sum is dwarfed by the hundreds of billions of dollars raked in each year from the illegal trade in commercially valuable timber and fisheries or marine life. Conservationists say this lucrative illegal trade has reached unprecedented levels and must be stemmed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is shutting down 2 labs that handle highly infectious pathogens and imposing an immediate moratorium on shipments of all biological materials from high-level security laboratories until safety problems are addressed. The actions follow several troubling lapses in laboratory safety in recent weeks and months. In stocks, U.S. stocks rose across the board on Friday. More on all these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.